Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rolling Stones bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using that. The Advantage, it's a 14-year-old website, folks. We've been updating it and improving it every year since we started it, and we update it every day. We've been improving it since we started, but we've updated every day of the week. And we always have new things up there that you can read or listen to, and including the body of work that Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, has deposited with us over the years, is a great member of our Brain Trust. Bill's with us now, chief economist for the NFIB, that's NFIB.com, also professor of economics at Temple University. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. The labor market is where the rub is. That between labor and housing, those two things, if we could somehow fix those two things, and I'm not sure which is the chicken and which is the egg, Bill, but if we could fix those two things, we could cure a lot of ills, couldn't we?
Right. I think you're right about the chicken egg. You know, here's the deal. We're making as much output today as we were at the peak in 07. GDP is about the same size. But it's a very different pile of stuff. What's missing is a million housing starts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That normally would be there. We only have half a million instead of a million and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And that explains, I think, mostly the fact that we're making the same amount of stuff, but we are using 7 million fewer workers. That's because the expansion this time has been in manufacturing. We don't need a lot of workers there. But the million housing starts, that's a very labor-intensive, high-skill and low-skill both operation. It's done by mostly small businesses across the U.S., and, of course, we're not building houses until we built too many in 03 to 07. And so, consequently, it's going to be slow to bring that back. We have the people here, but we just have too many houses right now. We have to use that up, and population growth will take care of it, and that'll bring that back. And, boy, that would, if we could, magically start 1.5 million housing starts instead of 500,000, that, of course, would do wonders to the economy and to the employment.
But it's going to take jobs first. It's got to be jobs first. I mean, that's the egg, isn't it? I mean, we've got to get businesses feeling that if they invest, that they can convert that to sales and profits.
Right.
And until that happens, nobody's going to hire anybody. I mean, at the current GDP level, the companies that are in business have figured out how to maintain what they have and maybe grow a little bit incrementally without any kind of a major new investment, any major new commitment to employment. We've learned how to do that, and so with all the other things that we're facing, with Europe and the baloney coming out of Washington, then this people are they're still hunkered down. They're not going to do anything different. I mean, this is what your people are telling you, isn't it?
Well, that's right. They are concerned about it, and of course, it's hard to get new house construction started when there are too many houses on the market. So that's the one problem that we have to solve, but. The other problem is, of course, that we know we're on a path that looks like, the path that Greece and Spain and Italy are on. That is, the government's borrowing a lot of money to pay off promises they've made that don't make any sense. We've seen the same thing at our state governments with our public sector workers and the incredible pensions and the deals that they have. And all that has to be financed. We've been financing it by borrowing, and all of us can't live beyond our means. Together, so we need
forever,
so
right.
Winners and losers are not. So the question is, in the simple Greece-German case, I mean, the Greeks lived beyond their means, borrowed the money from the Germans. The Germans figured out they couldn't get paid back and stopped lending them the money, which means life got very tough in Greece. Now, we're on the same path, and, we're adding trillions of dollars to our debt. So if at some point the rest of the world won't lend us their saving, we'll have the same kind of problem here. That scares people. They want to see Washington come up with a good plan that'll make them confident about the future. It could be tough, but let's know that we're on the right path to solve it. And right now, we're not. So, people, if you give people tax cuts instead of spending it, they'll save it because they're worried about the future rather than spend it because they're optimistic about the future.
And I know you, obviously, you know this better than anybody, but it must be said that America has something that Greece doesn't have. We have an entrepreneurial engine. I mean, we have entrepreneurial DNA. We have an economic engine in this country that does not that has no peer in the world.
And, that's right, and that keeps us going.
We could turn. So my point is, we could, with a little bit of confidence, a little bit of a shot of confidence, and you know, one increment by increment, gradually start growing the economy, growing sales, growing demand, hiring people, you know, getting people feeling a little bit better. Maybe they start buying another house, etc. My point is, in 2 or 3 years, America has the ability, the dynamism, to turn this around, don't we?
Absolutely. There are 131 million people out there who have a job and are working. If each one spent $1,000 on average more, now, not everybody can because there are rich people in there and there are not so rich people in there, right? So, but on $1,000 on average over the year, extra spending would be a stimulus package of $140 billion
yeah.
that would be spread nicely across the country. We'd see
and it would
more
compound.
Sales in our business, right? More sales. We'd hire more people, and then the whole thing would start. I mean, that's, you know, but if, again, if the 131 million people are worried, mm-hmm. they won't spend the money. That's the problem.
That's
even
exactly
if you
right.
give it to them, they won't spend it.
And what
and
I'm worried about
right now,
what I'm, and of course, there's a scenario that that's going to play out over the next 13 months. After 13 months from now, I should say, maybe less than 13 months. There's something that's going to play out that I think we're going to be seeing. And I want to talk to Bill about that after we come back after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.